This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Okay, to everyone listening, or, well...
The people who are listening.
The few that listen, here's the deal. Speed Society is going to be hosting all of these podcasts. You're going to be seeing a ton from these guys. How big are they, Sean?
It's the biggest automotive website in the world, and, I mean, they got a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, we're stoked to be working with guys like that, for sure. Anytime we can align ourselves with other huge automotive people, this is perfect. So,
also, stop listening now and go and like it and comment on it, and the sooner you do that, hopefully, the more podcast episodes you'll hear.
The Crow 405, Murder Nova, Midwest Street Cars, like it, comment on us, tell us who you are, tell us why you listen to it. Keep this going, please. There are people that don't want this to keep going.
There's people right now trying to put an end to this. They don't want us on the air.
And we got guys like Speed Society that want to help us keep it going. So
welcoming us.
Let's do it. Rock and roll. Help everybody out.
And while you're there, check it out. Their website's awesome.
Here we are for the very special edition of the Chief and Sean Show. This is going to be the Georgia Lights Out 7 race edition. So, like, this is the last week before we leave for the radio race. So we're mad thrashed to get the cars ready, fast enough to be competitive and loaded up and get our asses to Georgia. What's that, like 20 hours drive or something?
That's a good 18.
Yeah,
and at least a full day.
Our trucks may not even make it.
Yeah. Yeah, 15 blowouts on the way.
I'm more worried about the trailers than the trucks.
Yeah.
This isn't what we normally do. We're stepping way out of our realm here to do this. But it's exciting. It's fun. It's doing something different. Getting out of our normal routine, putting these little tires on, trying something different. Listening to all the haters and the shit talk and still going through with it. I mean, it'll make us a better racer. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. Like, if we go to this race and we learn one thing that helps us win races when we get home, then it's totally worth it.
You know what I hope it is?
What?
Cutting a light. I could have the fastest car there and still lose by 0.2.
On the tree.
On the tree.
On the tree, yeah.
I mean, it's not something that I haven't really ever raced in anything. Like,
no,
I've never raced in any kind of event that it didn't have to do with somebody dropping their arms or turning on a flashlight. And I don't think I'm real good on a tree.
Yes, so you're going to have to go on a pro tree.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go on a pro tree. And I mean, so I'm going to be all messed up. But hey,
reaction times matter.
It does. It does. This isn't drag week.
This is... That's fucked up. This is not drag week. Reaction times actually matter here. There's actually somebody in the lane next to you. But cool thing about that is that you could be a, 10th behind the field and still be competitive if you can nail the tree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If these guys are going 70s to 80s to 110 lights and you can go up there and put a, 005 or 011 on them, then you can make up some ground real quick there.
Yeah, they can. That's the ground that they can make up on me.
Well, amongst our biggest haters on the internet, obviously the guy, the promoter of this race, has taken it upon himself for the last few years to just bash us and let us have it. And and him and all of his fans and supporters have relentlessly kicked us in the nuts for years.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
We're not real racers to them.
Every year it's... Put it on a drag radio, come out to Lights Out and see how you do. You know, you're not bad. You ain't got no balls because you won't come to this race. You've never raced here. You've never done this. You ain't shit. So then, like this year, we're like, hey, we're not filming. We could put our cars on a drag radio and go to that race. Well, we do that, and now it's, you fucking suck, and you're not going to qualify, and you're like, go home. And
go home, big chump.
Yeah, go home, big chump, and. Hopefully you can get your truck and trailer out Friday night whenever you're leaving early and all this shit. And it's like, geez, man. I mean, at what point
Where's
are
the
we,
love?
When are we going to catch a break? You know, and Donald, the guy who promotes this, Donald, they call him the Duck.
Donald the Duck.
He's put up $50,000 to win this race. And
to me, I don't care if your shit's slow or not. If you can put a drag radio on it, you should be at this race. I mean, that's bottom line. It's $50,000 to win. But he has taken it upon himself to let his fans know that he's not a big supporter of ours.
Yeah.
And they've even gone as far as to make videos that make fun of us and put us down.
Which are funny.
They are funny. And we're over here working on our cars to go to this race, and these guys are just shitting on us all the time. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm just like, why are we fucking doing this?
Because we're dumb, first off.
We're gluttons for punishment. I mean, every step we take towards this makes us look worse. So what the fuck's the point?
Well, and we're taking time out of what we are good at to go and, you know, trip on our dicks is what we're doing. And
that's what they're hoping for.
Well, and this gives everybody the opportunity to laugh at us if we do it.
Right.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't care.
Hey, I was stoked, man. Going out there and testing and making some good passes, and then first thing I hear about is, yeah, you're 8/10 off the field there, pal. You know, it's like, fuck me. Yeah. So the cool thing is that Phantom, our producer, has tracked this promoter down, right? And he is he on? No, he's close. Phantom's calling him right now. We're going to get this motherfucker on the phone and find out. This is going to be our first time we've ever taken a live caller on this show. I'm sure Sean is just ready
stoked,
to pee
man.
His pants over there.
It's almost live.
I'm pretty happy.
It's almost live.
And
it
if Phantom
live.
Can get a hold of this guy, I want to find out what his fucking problem is.
Hello? Oh, man.
Is this the duck?
Yes, sir.
Whoa.
The duck.
He's on the phone.
He's on.
I don't
duck.
Put this on like a nothing.
Okay, just talk.
Duck, you're on the Chief and Sean show with Chief and Sean. You're two biggest fans.
We love you, man.
Now that we have you on the phone here for our tens of listeners, I got to ask you, what the fuck is your problem? What do you have against us? Why?
Let me set my... I knew y'all called since I lit my bong up. Let me put that down for a second. Yeah, I had to try to ease myself down after doing my three lines of coke, getting ready for you guys.
Yeah.
I've been waiting here for an hour, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Where's the love? Why so much hate towards the Street Outlaws and towards us in particular? Especially when, you know, we're just trying to hang out with the cool kids and put these little bitty stupid fucking tires on our cars and come out there and race with you guys. But man, there is no love for the new guy.
That's in the past. We're pro crow here at DXP.
He's pro crow.
I just don't want you to show up and be up the tree without a paddle or something, you know. So make sure you bring some horsepower. That's all.
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
Yeah,
Sean's bringing some horsepower, but he's got a shitty car.
But the car shit.
I'm bringing a pretty decent car, and I ain't got no horsepower. So we should probably concentrate our efforts, but we're too stupid.
You guys went from being on the outcast. Now you're more like front row crow. I'm putting you right up there in the front.
I saw that.
Really?
Front row crow.
I like that. Front row crow. Now, the Millionaire Club, we call them the Millionaires Club. That's the other guys who run in these classes at your events.
That we're going to piss off the whole time we're down there.
Yeah.
You know, with people all around us.
Well, and we like to listen to gangster rap music in the pits, and we don't really know how to behave ourselves, but. Like, what are they going to, why, I mean, are you going to catch some shit over us parking up front with the Keith Berries and the Dwayne Mills and those guys?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure, man. But, you know, this is the whole thing that you got to understand, is that these guys want to, they start getting that little prima donna thing going on. See, at first they used to jump in there, mix it up with me, help out the show, get everybody to come. Now they just want to sit back on the sideline and then wonder why. You know, we're pumping up all these other people because they got that prima donna thing. And that's what happens with a lot of the pro mod guys. That's why I started the whole small tire revolution there. And now these guys are trying to prima donna me up with this pro mod type mentality.
Well, and I mean, you know, just to get 100% real here, I've been watching it and I'm noticing more as it goes, but the shit talking and stuff and the further I get into it, the more I see that you are really just about the race and you just want people excited to come to the race and you want them excited and you want them to see new stuff to read every day online about the race, which as a promoter is, you know, the top priority there. But you're right. I mean, some of the Breakfast Club or the older guys in this class that started it and helped make it huge,
I noticed that they're just kind of off to the back now, and they're not really jumping in there, and they're not jumping in the water anymore. And but then they're upset that they're not the center of attention. You know what I mean? And so that makes them, but what that does is that makes them hate us even more. You know what I mean?
It does, but you know, this is the whole thing with them. They can't forget, you know, they like to give me a hard time too, you know, and they like to, but you know, this is the thing. They don't need to forget where they came from, and don't just sit back. You know, that's why I really like Stevie Fast, because Stevie Fast is good for the sport. You know, he'll get in there and he'll shit talk with everybody and make the sport what it's supposed to be. But you know, this deal where everybody's just hanging off to the side, just waiting for the race. Well, if I did the same thing on my end, there wouldn't even be a race.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I've always said this, and I'll stick to it forever. I mean, Stevie Fast, you know, we've talked our shit back and forth in the past, and other than him looking and acting just like Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore, like other than that, I think he's fucking great. And I think that if you give that guy a shot in a pro car, you know, in a real top fuel car or something, I mean, he could literally single-handedly bring back drag racing as a badass sport, because he's, you know, he's such a hard ass racer, and he likes to let you know that he's good at it.
Yeah. And he's not up there thanking his sponsors and right. You know, he's up there talking about how bad he's going to fuck up the car in the next lane.
But even with all that going on, he was still, you know, I sent him a text message and I was like, hey man, I don't know what the hell is going on the internet, but everybody says that I'm trying to race you for like $5,000. I was like, buddy, I don't have $5,000. So don't come to my pits looking for a $5,000 race. I don't have it. And then,
They tried to call and nestle me up with that shit too. I told Phil Schiller I put up $3,000 or $4,000 just to make them fucking guys prove that they can outrun your ass.
I wouldn't do that, Duck. That's you're probably gonna lose that money real quick. Ah. Stevie actually went so far as to say, "Man, I think it's cool that you're gonna come out and you're gonna race this class and you're showing, you know, support in this area." And he even made me a very generous offer of you know, it was expensive, but he said that he would help me unfuck my car for the right amount of money. He said he
sounds like something he would say.
He said he couldn't promise me any ET because of all the gayness.
Yeah.
But he said that he could help me unfuck the car and make it as fast as possible. So, you know, even though the dude is a hard ass and he talks a lot of shit and all that, and he's a bad motherfucking racer or whatever, he still wants to see people go fast, you know what I mean? And I think that's fucking awesome. You got a lot of those guys that are still there now, but like you said, the prima donna guys are just sitting back and wondering why they're not the center of the attention anymore.
Well, let's back up for 1 second, because I'm glad Stevie unfucked himself too, because he was over there with some fucking dynamite strapped to his chest with guitar and fucking one of them head fucking dressings on too for a couple of years. So let's not forget that sellout motherfucker when he went through all that shit neither.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's back in the USA, you know, waving the old red, white, and blue, but let's not forget about the guy over there with his fucking black and white ISIS flag he was waving.
Holy shit. Holy shit. So what in these classes, so I'm running in the Radio versus the World class, Sean's in the Pro 275 class, like, you know, no sugarcoating it here. These are the fastest radio cars in the whole world, right? I mean, the Pro 275 class, you know, you're going to have guys like, what, Little Evil, Barry Mitchell. I mean, guys that can run a legitimate 14, 420 on a 275, like, every round.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt, man. I mean, they are, listen, 275 and 315, my opinion, obviously I might be a little biased, but I think that these two classes, you're going to find out who the baddest person, you know, at the track is, you know, obviously different than, you know, street, but we're going to find out who is the baddest at the track on a 275 and a 315. And one thing I just want to say, you know, you take like the Super Bowl and you have to do all this stuff just to make it to the final thing, or you take the World Series and you got to get all the teams down. You know, this is in this sport here, you can roll through the gate for $200 and you can line up against the best in the world and find out where you are, you know. So that's what's cool about, you know, this sport and the way that we do it, is that anybody with a 315 or 275 car can come out there and find out where they are.
Yeah.
And the money is obviously there. I mean, we're talking $50,000 to win. I mean, what would make you like Tim McCamus said in his YouTube video,
this dumb motherfucker, the Duck, is paying $50,000 to win here. What would make you, what would possess you to pay $50,000 for a radio win?
Well, I want to, you know, which I don't think he's coming, but I'd like to see that fucking Cow Pie Kelly or whatever the fuck his name is slap some tires on his shit and bring it out, too.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, no, yeah, it, no.
Well, that's why we're pro and freaking and Sean. You know, this is the thing. $50,000, if you don't throw on 315s or 275s that come out, you know, it's 10,000 in the one and $50,000 in the other, then you're probably just scared. You know, that's what I say. People, they want to ask me something about you guys. Oh, what do you think, you know, Chief? What do you think, Sean? Listen, them motherfuckers got the balls to put the fucking tires on and put that shit in the beams. Bro, as far as I'm concerned, if you're in a race, you're already a bad motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, like we were saying, I mean, with that much money on the line, anybody that can fit this tire and that can, that has access to this tire and it doesn't have it on their car and at this race is fucking crazy. I mean, it's $50,000 to win. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah. You know? Anything can happen.
Yeah. And this is the thing. It's even, not like, I mean, you're
even
to
Keith
up.
Haney could win.
Shit.
What?
I'm kind of glad Keith Haney, you know, came out and started doing what he's doing. Cause it's taking a lot of the slack off of us.
Yeah, he's full of himself for sure. You know, he can't. I mean, he's got a ricochet off of something to get his piss in a toilet. He's so small, but I mean, besides that, I mean, he's all right guy. But you know, and the thing is, one thing about Haney is honestly, he's a good dude, and I'm gonna tell you this: he's good for the sport. He's you know, he'll get in there, he'll mix it up. He's built a $300,000 car to come and race. And we have to have new blood coming in there. That's why, you know, I love the fact that you guys are coming. Y'all bring a whole bunch more fans to it. You know, you're bringing a lot of excitement to it that wouldn't be there because we can't get anybody else to step up like they should be doing for the sport, you know, to help make it bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all kind of getting to the point now where they don't want to be used to promote the race. You know what I mean? They're instead of,
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't understand a lot of it either, but I haven't been around it a long time, you know what I mean? So we're just coming in, so we're the new guys. We're just out having a good time now, you know.
And you've seen some of the stuff that, you know, me and Lanko Jim and stuff have done, you know, and, you know, making videos and making all this stuff to keep it in the spotlight. I don't want these guys, I love all these guys. I don't want them to forget, you know, what's got it to the point. And, you know, it's, you know, we have to entertain, you know, and yeah. I don't want these guys to forget that, man.
Yeah, that's the thing that drag racing is missing is the show. You know what I mean? Like drag racing all over the country is getting away from the show. You know, now everybody is trying to cater to the big names in the race, and they're getting away from catering to who pays the ticket. And so before you know it, you've got 15 of the same guys racing each other every month or every week, and no one in the stands.
Well, the people that are in the stands are family or friends.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I mean, fans come for the show.
Yeah, and you know? Go to one of Duck's races, and there's the place is packed wall to wall with fans and people you don't normally see at the racetrack. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's really cool.
And, you know, I've been taking a little heat over the years. I'm sure y'all seen it as far as the, you know, some people don't agree with the, you know, the letting in, you know, any chassis and stuff like that. But it's like what you said. I don't want 10 or 15 cars racing in a class. I don't want the good old boy network. I don't want the millionaire club where they start, you know, dictating what rules that we're running. You know what I mean? I'll make the rules. You know, I just want the guys to show up and come and race. And I'm not going to have it to where this guy can't come race because, you know, he's got a piece of frame rail in his car they don't like, or the firewall ain't exactly like the Millionaires Club like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want that stuff. You know, if you can bring it up to weight and you can put the tire on it, it's a door car, bring that son of a bitch.
Well, you know, just from an outsider looking in, it's not called pro radio, it's not called super real drag radio, it's not super pro, seriously pro radio, it's called radio versus the world, right? Not radio versus the world with stock frame rails, not radio versus the world with old school tires. It's radio versus the world. If your shit's got a radio and it's got doors, bring it, right? I mean, that's the whole plan.
And I'm glad that you said that, because it's been that way from the beginning. This has never been the unlimited drag radial deal. You know, we don't have that, dude. This has been radial versus the world from the beginning. Now, and, you know, some people, oh, well, they can't have wheelie bars. Listen, we've allowed wheelie bars. Now, The wheelie bars aren't going to help anybody win in this class. Obviously, they don't really work too well with this tire. No one has ever even thought about winning this class with wheelie bars. So it doesn't matter. I don't like the wheelie bars, but you know what, dude? They're not going to go any faster with them.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the thing is, whenever I decided I wanted to come, everybody was this big, you know, huge thing. Oh, man, Chief, you should come out. We'll have a good time, blah, blah, blah. And, well, you know, it's a big pit party, basically, and we just have a good time. Well, then all of a sudden, I show up at PRI with a pro mod, and they're like, wait, you're not going to get to come. I'm like, why?
And they're like, everybody's bitching about it.
That's not that heavy ass fucking GTO we thought you had. And I'm like, no, I asked you guys what kind of car to buy. Everybody said buy a pro mod. So I did. And now I'm pushed out, you know, so.
Everybody's your friend until all of a sudden you start doing well or they start getting scared. Then all of a sudden everybody's not quite your friend anymore.
Yep. Yeah, I've noticed that. It's weird how that all works. But the great thing is that you welcome anybody to the race with whatever they got, as long as it's on the, you know, as long as it meets the rules and it's on the right tire, they can race for the 50 grand, or, you know, or in the other classes, they can race for the big purses in the other classes. So what is your predictions, because obviously we're way behind right now. Neither one of us have gone anywhere near fast enough to do anything in these classes. But
well, all right, in Pro 275, I don't think you're going to really see, I don't even know if we're going to have more than 32 cars in that class. I think the first 10 or 15 cars are going to be, you know, pretty damn fast, you know, probably, I don't know. I mean, I'm not talking about the triangle or, you know, the Area 51 bullshit that they run at some of these tracks. I'm
3 o'clock in the morning type stuff.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning, the skulls and the crossbones and the secret handshakes. And, you know, you got to be, you know, I don't know, the Freemasons and all that shit. I'm talking about real deal stuff. I'm going to say probably 412 or 415 will be number one. And, Jesus. You know, it'll drop back fast, you know, after that. And I think just anybody going 470s or 80s will get in this particular race because it's going to take a little time,
yes,
you know, for Pro 275.
Now, I feel like I can run that.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, even you guys could do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as you don't go full retard on it, you're going to be all right on that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, and as long as I don't cut a .4 light.
As long as you don't cut the same light y'all did on calling me at 12 o'clock today, everything will be fine. but Radio versus the World, obviously, I'm scared. And I used to give, you know, you guys, I'd give my man a hard time. But I really am pro-Crow. I really am glad you're bringing it. That class is a tough class, bro. You know that going into it. It's not like you're coming in there, you know, thinking that, you know, it's some, you know, little class. I'm going to say, I mean, man, 32 cars, it's going to have to be probably in the mid-30s, you know, the bump, I'm assuming, you know.
Jesus
probably,
Christ.
You know, in that 435 range to get in. And I would say, I think it's going to take like a 385 to go number one.
Whoa. 385?
Well, that's the heavyweight class, man.
Woo!
I'm thinking 385. This ain't Ultra Street, man. You know?
Who do you think is going to go 385? Who the fuck could go 385 at this race?
You know, Sitton's car can go 385, no problem. That's the one Stevie Toon. I think Mahalik's car, no problem with the screw, it can go 380-something. And that Dwayne Mills, you know, old D-Wayne there, the Golden Gorilla, his shit, you know, he's kind of easing her down going 391, 392, that, like, he's walking up the starting line with a 110, 112, 60-foot.
Yeah. So, and 208 on the big end.
Yeah. I mean, that thing, you know, he already took off before. You've seen him at 200 miles an hour. That thing's like one step from heading to Mars right now.
Yeah. Home of the flying cars,
careful,
man.
Careful now. That's my son's favorite drag radio car. His favorite 315 car, favorite drag race car, period. I don't care what kind of tire it's on, is the Golden Gorilla, and then his second favorite, or closely matched, is Little Evil. So those are his favorite. Right
now, that's a badass car, too, that Little Evil.
There's no doubt about it.
I got to say two things before I don't get in trouble real fast, all right? So my boy Wheels of Steel wants to know what's up with the scraping off the Wheelchair Mafia stickers or some shit. Said somebody, y'all ain't going to the promised land without putting them on. I don't know what that's about.
My car has a Wheelchair Mafia sticker on it. I have zero stickers on my windshield or window right now. Besides, I have one sticker, and that's the Wheelchair Mafia. So he's fucking losing it. I don't know.
We're having a wheelchair tipping contest at our race. So.
No shit, I want in on that. What's it cost to throw somebody off in a wheelchair?
That's free.
It's free to tip a wheelchair.
Yeah, if you tip one over, come to the tower, get your $50.
I ain't tipping over Wesley though. Wesley's the small block Pontiac Mafia man, so yeah. I'm gonna find.
My boy Billy Driscoll, the ticket taker. Are you guys gonna actually be able to come and be in the poker tournament on Wednesday night or no?
I don't know. Are we allowed to be in the? I didn't think that you guys were gonna let us hang out with
you're
you.
We can hang out. We can hang out with the cool kids. 911 or whatever y'all are with. Hell no, yeah, you're allowed.
Do we have to? Do we have to like get a ticket for that? Do we need to call Billy Driscoll and get a ticket for the poker tournament?
Yeah. Driscoll's handing out tickets left and right. So no, you guys. I mean, seriously, if you could come, it would be cool. Though it's, you know, the thing is that once everything gets going, you know how it is at that race. It's jamming the whole time. That, you know, we usually do it on Thursday night, but that Wednesday night deal at the time, you know, fans, racers, anybody can come in there. You can just come and get free food, drinks if you want, just to hang out, or if they want to enter the tournament, I think it's $50 or something like that. And, you know, you can play, you know, play there. But it can, anybody who wants to come is allowed, man, just so you know.
Yeah, as long as we're not in the pits, you know, stealing parts off Dwayne Mills' car to put on our car, then I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, we would say... We would say stealing parts off Keith Berry's car, but Keith Berry's car ain't going to make it. And then even if he does make it, he don't have any parts anyway. He steals all them from Woody or whatever. Yeah. So.
It sounds like Woody's the one with the trailer full of parts.
Yeah.
That ain't right. You know, and there's a couple, obviously, and most of your fans probably wouldn't know, but, you know, besides the 50 grand, which, I mean, obviously is good, you know, we race for the hat, which is, you know, over the years become the, you know, the holy grail of everything for winning small tire stuff. Then, you know, obviously the cover of the magazine, which I earned mine and y'all kind of backdoored your way in. But, I mean, you can also, you know, get the cover of that magazine again. Maybe earn it.
Yeah, no, we didn't earn ours. They give them to people.
Hey, I earned mine that day because I had to beat up the photographer before they took my picture. So I broke a sweat anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, now I don't want to buy extra insurance for you guys beating people up with it. So let's use that 405 back and not make it a 911.
There's not going to be enough of us to beat anybody up this time because nobody wants to go with us because they don't want to look like idiots on the starting line with us.
Yeah, it's just going to be us.
Hey, I'll stand out there and look like an idiot with you. I don't care. They always say I look like an idiot. I already saw when you posted that stuff earlier, just a couple of your fans then called me a douche, an idiot, dressed funny. I don't know, man. Your people is beating the shit. I think you put it up there just to see how many people would beat the shit out of me.
Hey, that makes two of us because you've been beating the shit out of us for years. Call me Big Chump and, you know, say we got us from the Disney Channel and all that shit.
First of all, that was the auto correction on my phone. You're blaming me for stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Some other guy said a thing, John Drunk Gentry. Y'all got somebody named the Butt Baron or something like that?
That's him. John Gentry is
the Butt Baron.
He's the Butt Baron.
Okay. He said something about eye candy or something. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah.
What's your prediction for Keith Berry at this race?
Leaving early.
That's fucked up.
Well, there's a couple things about Keith Berry. One is just make sure I get my chicken here on time. And first of all, y'all know that guy got treed by an 85-year-old guy out there. Two races ago. I mean, the guy popped a couple of Viagras, 85 years old, let off the button, and freaking Keith Berry was still sitting on the starting line.
Yeah.
I heard Keith Haney has to pop a Viagra just to keep from pissing on his shoes. What's that about?
That's the damn truth. Did you see that video where he was trying to show off his house and shit?
Yeah, and he had all the little model cars everywhere, like he's building ships and bottles.
They said if you can't win a trophy, you just substitute them little matchbox cars.
Yeah. Yeah, he should start a trophy company.
and start building his own.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Hey, but he is from Oklahoma, so if he wins, I'm going to be standing up there jumping up and down with him.
Yep, yep. We're gonna be team hanging out there.
Just like everybody's going to be if we do good. They're going to be like, see, told you they was going to do good. I told y'all.
Oh, my. Dude, let me tell you something. If you guys came out there, qualified good, or won that race or something, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. The internet would break.
Yeah. I tell you right now, you better start weightlifting your nuts because them guys are going to be hanging on them bitches freaking bait pot.
What about Linko Jim? What do we got to worry about with that guy? Because I know he doesn't like us, but, I mean, is he going to be cool? Because he's too goddamn big to be pissing off.
He's a big bastard.
Now, let me ask you a question. Besides us harassing y'all a little bit, how were you treated when you come to the race last time?
When we came to the race, last time we came down, we came to the race with Precision, and we were treated very well.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
It was a pretty amazing race. It really was. Besides Roger from Precision working our asses to the bone and us missing half of the eliminations.
Yes.
It was. We did get treated very well, and our rental car was not on drag radio, so we had to park like 4 miles away.
Uh huh. In the weeds.
Now we did motherfuck y'all under our breath.
Yeah, you did.
We knew it.
Yeah,
we knew it. Every time we walked off from somebody, we knew it.
Yeah, you could hear them back there going, "Those motherfuckers."
Every time I walked by Big Chief, I kept getting chills like I had an orgasm or something. I feel like figured it out.
You're not the only one, baby.
I'm sure. I don't want to rub up against you. I never know what would happen.
It'd be about like rubbing up against Keith Berry. You get some shit and you can't get off.
Oh, shit. Hey, you know, I do have a personal question for you guys.
I'm kind
of just laying around here in my underwear. I didn't know. Is that like a common thing for most of your fans to call in? Or?
Yes. Most of them are in their underwear, in their mom's basement, eating Cheetos, tapping their thumbs on their big fat thumbs on their Androids, and talking shit about us on the internet. Yes. So you fit that bill perfectly.
Exactly. Even with the Android.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're actually coming to the race, this is honest to God, I've never even seen 30 seconds of your show.
Oh, here we go.
This is it. He's here in a minute. He's going to talk about our 15 minutes of fame.
I'm serious, but since you're coming actually racing the race, and I feel like we're almost like down like 4 flat tires with no spare and no jack. I'm going to fucking watch the thing. And then Linko Jim did advise me, though, that he will be doing the, I forget what he called it, but he's going to be doing like the critique of the show every day. After the show is over, he's going to put up his video the next day critiquing it. So I don't know what that means.
Hey, as long as he's watching it and as long as he says our name's right, then we don't care.
Yeah.
We really don't care. We have a good time.
That's awesome, bro. I mean, I see people on there, they're beating you up. I used to beat you up just to have something to do because I'm bored. But now I know you guys. Y'all are halfway all right, man.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. I came to the first race that you ever put on out there. And, you know,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's when you rented the new Camaro and backed it into somebody's race trailer
and
drove off.
I backed it into somebody's race trailer. Hey, and it shook the whole trailer and woke them up, and they came out. And I was like, my bad. I was parked way over in the weeds, you know? And you know, I was just there watching. But, you know, so we've definitely supported this deal since the beginning. And I can't tell you how excited we were the first time you talked shit about us in one of your little videos. And we thought it was great.
Yeah, because we've been watching the videos and live feed at the shop since it first started. It was amazing. And, I mean, we watched the videos so much that we know, like, all the early videos. I mean, we know them pretty much by heart with Cody Bickle and the Nova and all that. And,
yeah.
And so we've been super fans since day one.
That's awesome, man. Now that we're finally
getting to come down there, and now that you got to talk a little shit about us in one of your videos, it's kind of like we almost made it.
Yeah.
Did Linko talk shit about you?
Linko definitely talked shit about us. But yeah, you did. You did call me Big Chump and say we're from the Disney Channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that was pretty funny.
And his
funny,
band of idiots. They said something like that.
Yeah, Big Chump and his band of idiots. Yeah, you're the band of idiots, Sean.
Yeah.
I think we said street idiots, wasn't it?
Street idiots. There you go.
Matter of fact, I'm going to have to just tell y'all, no, that was all Linko. I didn't have nothing.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it was, yeah. But I will say that, man, at your race and at these radio guys, we've met some of the greatest people in drag racing you can meet. You know what I mean? Like, I had the chance of personally getting my ass whipped in Memphis by Barry Mitchell.
Yes.
Yes.
He's a great guy. Him and his crew are amazing, and you know, and they're really good at kicking my ass. And then Phil Hines and his whole family, you know, they accepted us like family, you know, and there's a lot of them, so it was like we had a big family.
You could tell he walks around like a swarm of bees, just people all around him.
And you know, they're super cool. I mean, obviously they like to kick our ass too.
And yeah, he's Driscoll.
Driscoll's awesome. Been super. Yeah, yeah, Driscoll's like a super fan though. You know, so he like waited in the line.
He did
at Precision Booth. Didn't tell anybody. He waited over there, was like covering his face until he could take a picture with us, and we thought that was amazing. We were like, holy shit, man, these guys are so. And then, you know, obviously Keith Berry, who he's hard to be friends with, but
that guy's got issues.
He doesn't
we'll be friends with you till you outrun him.
yeah hey, the normal rules of life do not apply to that guy.
No, he has no consequences, so it's hard to be.
Yes.
There's no filter on that guy.
No. Yeah, he just does what he wants, you know, and there's absolutely no consequences.
He's another one that's very great for the sport. He, you know, there's Keith Berry, Troy Perez. It's just, I don't know. They've really calmed down some. And you know, I'm not wanting them to get in trouble on the internet or whatever, but it really does help me out when I get people that can actually get in there and mix it up and help us out a little bit. And I don't know, man. They seem like they're kind
of. Well, you know, it's kind of got to where they, you know, they have an established name in this or whatever. And they don't want to look stupid if they don't do what they say they're going to do, you know, whereas guys like us, we don't care. We'll say whatever. Keith Haney will say whatever, because I mean, honestly, no matter what happens, we're not supposed to qualify. We're not supposed to do well. We're not supposed to win the race. So at the very best is that we could trip and fucking make something happen. Then we did well, you know what I mean? So whereas those guys are so, they're so concreted into the sport now that, you know, they don't want to talk any shit, because what happens if they don't, you know, produce?
But we have to keep it fun, though.
Yeah, we should. You know what I'm saying?
We have to keep it fun, because we don't want it to be like everything else, man. You know what I mean? It can't, you know. And, hey, listen, sometimes you trip and fall. You know, that's just the way shit is.
Yeah.
You know, but I just, you know, and I know Troy, a lot of people have families and Troy Perez, but, you know, I used to be able to get Troy to come over and shoot videos with me, man. That's a funny dude, man.
The early videos with him were fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah.
He hates us. He hates us, very much hates us. He likes to.
I don't think anybody really dislikes y'all as much as you think they do, as far as, it's like me. I mean,
I don't know. Troy, what's his name? Troy Moore? That guy fucking hates us.
No, I just pay him to act like that on you. He told me, man, I'm tired of beating these guys up, man. I said, listen, dude, I'm just going to send you another 200. Keep beating the fuck out of them for a little while.
Well, I mean, I think the fact is that nobody wants to get outran by these once-a-year queers who just put a radial on a car and have, you know, less than 10 passes on a car with them. You know what I mean? And they've been doing this for how long? You know, I mean, so anytime somebody who's in the positions that they're in feel threatened.
Because of us, man, I think people feel threatened. And it's, you know, I like to harass you just because I'm just looking for something to do on the internet. But yeah. I just think that sometimes people, and they've been racing for a long time, and so, you know, maybe they just feel like, you know, it's, you're getting publicity, and, you know, they really should kind of, everybody works together, and, you know, it's going to make racing, like even West Buck, you know, make racing great again, you know, and that's what, you know, that's really the point of the whole thing. You know?
Yeah, West Buck is one of the, you know, one of the best things that could ever happen to drag racing, and...
Well, yeah. If I backdoor my way in there, I'd be fucking blowing him
here
up.
Here we go. Hey, it's a drag racing magazine, and I drag race, though, Donald.
But yeah, I mean, we are drag racers.
Well, that's true. You know, I've seen, you know, like Bob Glidden, Shirley Modowney, and then Big Chief. It made sense to me. I was like, yeah.
It makes sense.
Well, hey, here's the way it goes, right? It's Stevie Fast, Keith Berry, Donald, Big Chief, Stevie Fast. That's the way the covers look, right?
I don't know. Just...
And then once about every 6 months or whatever, they'll throw in a pro line deal on the cover, and then they move right back to Keith Stevie Fast.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest with you, dude. I'm good with everything.
if unless something happens and y'all make like the top 20 hottest chicks or something like that, then I'm gonna say something's definitely fucked up in that magazine.
Yeah, if we we make the 30 under 30.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a couple of things. If y'all slide in there, I'm not going to be real happy. I ain't going to lie to you.
That's great. That's great. All right. So, well, we're going to pull in there Monday with our busted-ass trailers, missing wheels and tires, and we're going to be looking to take some chromies and lug nuts off other people's shit while we're there, and we're going to get to park right up front with our busted shit. We're going to turn on our crappy music up as loud as we can, and we're gonna just embarrass the fuck out of you for letting us come do this.
Well, hey, I'm glad you're coming. I think there's a lot of your fans are coming to watch. We get calls all the time for that, which is, you know, very appreciative. It's bringing, you know, people who've never been to, you know, the Lights Out events and everything. I think it'd be cool there between them being able to see you guys and being able to watch the event. You know, hopefully it'll help all around on both sides.
Yeah, for sure.
And I honestly believe that you're both going to qualify, no problem. I really do. I think that, I mean, dude, you already went fast just out there in however many runs already. You know what I mean? So you got good people helping you, don't you? I mean, I don't see where there's going to be a problem with
I have
that.
Chief helping me, and
I have Sean helping me. So
yeah,
I'm
I mean,
fucked.
Sean's
in pretty good shape, but I'm fucked.
Well, maybe both y'all are
I feel
are
like I need
now.
To pay to bring somebody in so that I can pull my weight around here.
I mean, you can always trade off a couple T-shirts for some tuning tips.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. That's, no, yeah, honestly, we try to, you know, I mean, we've had some people give us some advice. But,
no, and we do. We listen to
you know, and we listen to advice, you know, and then we make our own decisions, you know.
Go out there, because right. None of our shit is the way it's supposed to be anyway.
Yeah.
We did it all here. So
well, once they start asking me, well, what's your pinion angle and what's your drive shaft angle and all that, and mine's all fucked off. You know, so if I told them what it really was, they'd say, well, you got to fix that. You know, you need to cut all that out.
Or they go, you know, I don't know, just try that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter. So we just kind of throw darts at it and make a bar change and see what happens.
The biggest, coolest deal, though, is that, like, you're not going to see any other Street Outlaw guys with radial tires on their cars. You're not going to see any other Grudge Racer, Street Racers, No Prep guys. You're not going to see Kai or none of them guys on a drag radio with their car out
there.
Well,
they don't make the power to run the number.
Well, not, I mean, they, you know, they would trip.
Plus,
and fucking,
you could say it.
Yeah, they would have no idea, and they're all scared of anything new and different. So they're not going to try anything outside of their realm because they're afraid of that they could look like an idiot. Whereas with us, we fucking know we're idiots. We look like idiots
every day.
And we're going to look like idiots when the radio's going and we're standing over there, you know, dancing with our fans and selling T-shirts and our cars aren't qualified. And you got guys like Brad Edwards or whatever down the pits looking over there going, man, should have never give them niggas no money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're going to be parked right in the way.
And our lines are going to be,
fucking,
you know,
everybody up and –
I'm really trying to park y'all in front of some people that I don't like. That way, when your fans got everybody blocked up, they can't get there and all
it,
that.
It looked to me like you had me right next to Stevie Fast 3 spots.
Oh, shit.
I do, because I know that Stevie and Phil ain't going to be able to stand that shit. So I'm going
to Stevie said he don't like people, so.
I actually got a line, Big Chief line, signature, sign, and autograph and shit. It's going to go right down in front of all their pits.
We should actually... I'll just go to their pit and sign autographs from there.
Yeah, and right? Then whenever we need to leave, we'll just roll.
Dude, honest to God, I can't mention any names, but I had at least two people said, put me as fucking far away as I can. I want to get hung up where I can't get my shit in and out of there.
I believe that.
It's going to happen.
I believe
it
that.
It happened last year.
You know,
people were so mad.
We're just dumb. But you can. One thing I'll guarantee is we're going to be having a good time. We're going to be smiling. We're going to be hanging out with fans. We're going to be selling shirts, we're gonna be taking pictures, we're gonna be eating fucking hot dogs and turkey legs, and we're gonna be like, it's gonna, for us, it's gonna be like we're at the county fair, you know?
Yeah.
What I mean? Like that's what it's gonna be like. When, and,
well,
and,
I mean, this is like a big circus anyway, so y'all will fit right in.
Yeah. Yeah. See if I can't brush off both walls while I'm there.
You know? Yeah. We may.
That's
need
what I'm gonna
to,
try for.
We may need to have some Bondo overnighted.
But no, I really appreciate y'all having me on here. But make sure you tell her, you know, it is South Georgia Motorsports Park, the 18th through the 21st, February. It's actually, you know, right across the Florida-Georgia line, exit 32 off I-75 now. So I had to probably 500 of y'all's fans call me. They don't speak real good English, and they're kind of, you know, kind of stutter around. So when they call, I'm like, friends of Big Chief, huh?
Yeah. Hey, they're loyal, though.
They are.
We got the greatest fans ever.
Chief, what day is Big Chief and the Chromod going to be there? Fuck it.
And they're going to be standing in line, and then they're going to be like, give me 2 triple X Chromod shirts, and then I need 1, what are you, baby? What are you, double X? Because big chested. What are you, baby?
She's
big chested. Give her a double X, and then
and give me 2 packs, blue ribbon, and a thing of Mad Dog 2020.
Give me a couple of koozies for the kids, and we're out of here.
Yeah. Anybody got a copy of that? Big Chief, Big Keith CD.
we need to be selling the Keith Haney CDs while we're out there.
I'm redoing that Band by the NHRA song just for y'all. I'll be playing that loud and proud. Don't worry about that.
Loud and proud. Yeah, and I'm sure the NHRA is going to love us being there. And I'm sure.
Well, to be honest with you, we went ahead and fucking said fuck the NHRA and went IHRA once we knew y'all were coming. We're like, we're on board.
Oh, so you're not NHRA?
No, hell no. They said y'all wasn't allowed to come. I just said, fuck that.
Nice.
Take your NHRA and stick that right up your ass. And
so single-layer suits and no gloves. We're in.
Yeah. That's the way we like to roll.
I'll be like, just like freaking my boy Linko Jesus said, no seat belts, no gloves, no hat, no helmet, just daring that motherfucker to crash.
Just daring.
So pretty much you're not going to say anything if I wear my sandals. I can race in my flip-flops.
I got pictures of a guy, and I still, you know, I took a picture and put it on the internet because I knew I'd get bashed if someone did it before me. Guy there in a blue driving suit with no fucking socks on, just standing out there, freaking toe jam and all. I was like, what the fuck?
Yep.
All right.
You know, take a torch and peel him off the track.
Yeah.
So, South Georgia Motorsports Park, February 18th through the 21st.
Yes, sir.
It's going down. Come watch us get our fucking teeth kicked in by the likes of Dwayne Mills and Keith Berry and Little Evil and Barry Mitchell and
yes,
all Stevie Fast, Stevie the Big Texan Kyle Utel.
Yeah, Kyle Hutel and now Mahalik. What about Mahalik?
Yeah,
Brad Edwards and
Brad Edwards,
Daniel Ferris. He went for pulled all the weight out of that thing and managed to walk off a 380 or something.
We got the NFL star Fletcher Cox.
That's right. You know? That's right.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox. Yeah, we're not talking no shit on him.
Or his guys that will probably be with him.
That big motherfucker get down on his fucking block right into your car and knock the Chromod right over, feelers and all.
If he bumped into that motherfucker, I'd be 2 lanes over in the fucking staging lanes trying to find it.
And we need a new carbon fiber body.
You won't know if you let off the button on that bitch and nitrous came on or what happened.
Right on. All right. Well,
thanks for having me on, man.
And we appreciate it. Yeah, we appreciate being on and kind of educating our people on what we're fixing to do out there and what we're getting into. So we will see.
As soon as I get off the phone, I'll go on Facebook and just beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah. Yeah, we're cool with it.
Well, we're gonna go see my man Gene at North Star this weekend and try and do some more testing for Georgia and see if we can get a handle on these fucking cars.
I'm gonna wait till about 3 o'clock before I make a pass though.
Yeah, tell the Freemasons, Paul Revere and all them I said hi.
I know the handshake, motherfucker. You taught me the handshake, so every time I walk in there, I let them know, Gene, I got the handshake, man. I'm in. Let's do this.
And then they go to start prepping the track.
You tell him if he don't make triangle-shaped fucking cards for his next race, he's missing out.
All right, man. Have a good day, Duck. We'll see you soon, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye. Wow.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Well,
there it is. There you have it. So we're fucked.
Yeah, 385, he thinks, for your class. I feel like you're almost there.
Yeah, what'd I go, 460?
Yeah, no.
No, I went a 40.
Yeah,
something.
You went a 40?
40 something. I'm only 5/10 off. That's not bad.
Yeah.
5/10 of a second? That ain't shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what can happen in 5/10 of a second?
You can get that on the tree. You could get that on the tree if you're racing me.
Or Keith Berry.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when that happened.
I don't remember him getting out treed by an 85-year-old man, but I do remember him having a fucking delay box in his car.
Yeah.
And Woody fucking with him all the time about it.
About that being for bracket racers.
Yeah. I'm not really sure why we're doing this, but it will get us out of our realm, get us out of our funk, you know, because we get in this funk of street racing all year to where these big tires and all we think about is bar changes and launch RPMs, and we're trying to figure out how to get more power in it early, and we're trying to figure out how to get it up on the tire quicker. Don't, you know, keep the tire around. Don't square it off. Get up on the tire. Don't fall off the tire too soon. Don't hit it with too much, you know, so there's all this and wheelie bar heights and all this crap, and you get to the point where you're just fucking tired of it. And
it's a good point. It's a good change, you know.
And the cars get to a point where you don't want to go a certain way with it because you've been that way before at some point and it didn't work out, and so you're stuck. So you're like, no, I'm not going there. No, I'm not going there either because it didn't work there and it didn't work there. I'm just going to stay right here.
Yeah.
And then you never go any faster. So, like, I think this is good for us because it's going to fuck the cars all up.
Yeah.
Right? We're moving shit around we shouldn't be touching. And then
completely redo them to put the big tires back on.
Right. And we're going to learn something there. We're going to learn more about the cars. We're going to learn more about the tire. We're going to learn more about going fast. And it just gets us out of our realm. It gets us out of our element. You know, gets us into a place where we can be new and we can have fun. And you know, because in the street racing deal, we're supposed to win. You know what I mean? So, no preps, we're supposed to win. So, if you don't win, everybody's like, well, what happened?
Yep.
What happened? You didn't win. I don't understand. You didn't win? What do you mean? How do you not win?
Yep.
You won, right? You know? And that gets fucking old. So, we're going to go to this deal where it's like, you didn't win, right?
Yeah, you didn't win.
Did you even qualify?
Did you qualify? No. Oh, you did.
Did you make a hit?
Yeah, cool. Cool.
You didn't crash?
Yeah.
Like, how'd you manage that? You know, so, you know, this is one of those things where it's like, hey, man, we could do fucking terrible and still do okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know,
it gets us out there. We get to meet some of the fans, and we get to interact with our people, and they get to see the cars up close, and they'll get to see exactly how ugly the Murder Nova really is.
In the daylight.
And, you know, I think it's going to be good for us to do this and to step out of our element a little bit. And it's going to be bad for us because all the guys that we're racing don't. So they're going to be still testing and tuning and getting their cars perfected for the street, which we're going to start filming again
as soon as we get back.
And then we have to rip the cars all the way back apart, blow them bitches apart in a million pieces, then put them all back together for the big tires and then try and do well.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus Christ.
A nonstop test.
Yeah,
till we get them right.
Test, but I still think it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, for sure. It kind of breaks up, you know, what we do. So,
there was a lot of good, funny questions on Facebook.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where at? I didn't see shit.
On the Ducks page, there were some pretty good ones. Will the non-OKC cars be allowed to test or qualify before eliminations? Will we still use the ladders, or will OKC racers pick their matchups like they do on the show?
That's a good one. I'd like to choose my matchups.
Yeah.
If at all possible. I mean, I know the guys to stay away from.
Yeah, definitely. Is Keith Payne paying the duck under the table to promote his name? Will Keith Haney be short with everyone after losing first round?
a little threat?
Do you think Keith Haney poses even a little threat to Radio Versus?
I do.
Oh, God.
So funny. And all the videos and the people laughing at Keith Haney is taking a lot of the heat off of us.
How much did the Disney Channel pay Donald Long to let those idiots come race?
Let those idiots come race. Nice.
Do they get to park on Ric Flair Boulevard? Where is Chief going to find 40 mile an hour?
Oh, man.
Keith Berry says, when is this podcast happening? And then Donald says, it's not happening. And then Keith Berry says, so it's like Radio Versus World to the Lanes. Nobody knows. Is Keith Haney's house available in normal people size, or does it only come in Barbie doll size? If Keith Haney decides to play poker, will he need a modified seat to be at eye level with the other players? My guess is even if he is the chip leader, he will still be short stacked. Keith Berry says, will Pro Mod Rigs have room to leave Saturday morning?
I hope so.
Oh, God damn. Yeah, this is a shit show.
It's funny.
Yeah.
So he posted something on his Facebook page.
Yes.
Which is what?
I'm sorry. It's been a long mad dash to get these cars ready.
Quit that shit.
If anybody wants any questions asked, send them to me, and I will ask these guys for you, is what he posted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And, and what the fuck is with Wesley Robinson? Fucking talking about me not having a sticker on my car. I got a sticker on that fucking car, you fucker.
Hey, and he didn't put one on mine. Give me one.
I don't know that he wants to be associated with that car.
He may not. And
he may have went over there and went like, you know?
Yeah. He probably, and then he went, oh, shit. No.
Yeah. No, where's the murder?
There's too many lights in here. But with that being said, if he wants to put one on my car at Georgia, then I'll rock it for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Those guys have been big.
Yeah. Every time we see them, they're cool. You know.
Yeah. Was it Wheels in our first year at PRI?
It was
when he found us and he went, "Look, I know you guys have been looking for me all fucking day to get a picture with me.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and do it before everybody comes over here." You know. Yeah. That was great. That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Where is Chief going to find 30 mile an hour? He can start by looking in Stevie Fast trailer.
I'll be looking in his trailer.
Yeah it's funny. Stevie Fast said that he would help me unfuck my car for a lot of money. And then he also said, don't bring any thugs or dirt bags.
Well, pretty much that's the reason we couldn't take him up on that.
No, that ruled us out.
Because that's what we roll with.
Yeah, we would have had to ship the car to him.
Yeah. And you wouldn't have been able to bring me for sure.
I wouldn't even be able to bring myself.
Yeah.
But you better fucking believe it. If I get the chance, if I have even half a chance at outrunning those guys, when we go to the starting line, my shit will be set on fucking parking lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm fucking aiming over the bleachers, over the fence, over the stands, and I'm going to try and land that bitch in the fucking parking lot. And hopefully I don't, you know, flip it 40 times before I get to the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I did last time.
Tell them motherfuckers, look, I don't think that this track can hold my car. You better put some more glue down.
Yeah, but don't I kick the fucking barrel over. Yep. Walk up there and kick the glue barrel over. Is your car ready?
No.
No,
it is not. Ready. And last time we had it out, we bent both back wheels. Have you brought me your back wheels?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Dude, I'm sorry. It's been a lot of work to get to this point.
I know.
It's not over yet.
No. My car still doesn't have a rear end in it.
Yeah, I don't understand. Your car was ready like 3 weeks ago.
But it wasn't right.
True that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Doesn't really count then, does it?
Definitely, no, it doesn't.
Definitely not right.
I'm hoping it's right now. I still got a little bit of work to do to it. Put different wheels on it, so hopefully you'll bring me your wheels.
My wheels are sitting there ready at my house in Kentucky.
So pretty much I got to do the pinion angle, set the bars up, and hopefully we're not fucked. So
I'm sure we're fucked.
Yeah. I still feel like even with it being fucked, it still went, you know, a 51.
Yeah, yeah, pedaling it and shit.
Pedaling it, pedaling it three times. You know, driving crooked down the track.
Looks like you're pulling a trailer.
Yeah, yeah, it still went a 51. So if I could get a little bit of help from you on the tuning side of this deal, I still feel like that we're going to qualify all right. I think we'll go faster than we've ever been this year.
That's cool.
Yeah, he dude. Is. He's got to quit that shit.
I got to go back there and get back to work on my car. That's the problem. Because sitting in here just makes me want to sleep. Plus, it's hot in here. And
I'm hungry.
You're hungry. I'm hot. You know.
I'm not hot. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it then, right? What else?
Sure. I mean, go finish busting ass. Go make some test hits this weekend. You know, yes. Fix everything else on the car on Sunday. Load it up and roll out.
And then hopefully test some more when we get there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, I'm probably going to have so many problems on the trip down there. I may leave on Sunday. When are you planning on leaving?
I was going to leave Monday morning.
Monday morning?
Yeah, but I don't know.
I'm seriously thinking about leaving on Sunday
when
night.
I was moving my truck earlier, it sounded kind of funny, so I may try and leave Sunday night.
I'm thinking about leaving Sunday night because I have to be in one of the 2 days, we have to be in Atlanta. What?
Tuesday. Tuesday before 5 p.m.
Okay, what about Monday before 5?
Tuesday. We have to pick it up Tuesday.
I mean,
yeah, it's
going
to be hard to
do
because I'm going to be testing Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, yeah. All right.
I think we need to leave on Sunday, which I think, I'm not sure, but in that Valentine's Day.
Leaving, yeah. Sunday.
Somebody had mentioned that to me.
Sunday night.
Just so that I wouldn't forget that it was Valentine's Day.
Talk about leaving
Day.
Sunday night.
Yes.
And then drive all night.
Not drive all night, but, you know.
You can't get into the track Monday anyway, so ain't no point in leaving Sunday night.
I feel like we could get into the track on Monday.
I don't know. It says Tuesday is early parking. I don't know, man.
I mean, even if we get.
And then you can't get the RV till Tuesday anyway in Atlanta. So that's not going to help you any leaving Sunday night.
I was under the impression I could get the RV as soon as I get there. Anytime.
Anytime.
Yeah. I think I could.
Anytime. Okay, but what are you going to do? Sit in the RV till they open the gate Tuesday?
No, I just stay in Atlanta Monday night, I guess. And then
I ain't doing that. Fuck that.
I know. Get everything stolen.
They'll have that chrome wall on 26s. That bitch will be rolling around.
They
fucking
know we like our lowriders on 13s.
Walked in, 30,000 in my pocket. They'll have that shit cranked.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I'm going to go back to work on my shit. Yeah, I got to make passes in it the other day. Did you guys watch the video?
I was there.
Yeah, you were there. You were there for a little while, but then you left, bitch.
Yeah, I had to do my ride. I was leaving.
Oh.
That's fucked up.
No, I had shit I had to do.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
I had shit I had to do.
Because Phantom offered for you to stay.
Yeah, and we know. It's all good. It's all good.
He doesn't tell us. I think he had a date.
Nah.
He had something.
He had something going on.
He had something going on.
I had something going on.
Yeah.
I did. Don't worry about what I do.
What was her name?
Yeah. Was he hot?
Did he work out and stuff?
I don't remember her name.
Right.
Just kidding.
I know you're gay.
You know how I know you're gay?
You like Coldplay.
All right. Yeah, I got to go get to work. I got.
Yeah, you got some shit to do.
We do.
I don't think I'm going to clean mine.
Yeah, maybe, polish it up. And
maybe armor all the tires, get it looking good.
And put it back in the trailer.
Because it's going straight. I just got to make it go fast. Right? If you had to pick one, fast or straight, I'd pick straight and then make it go fast. Because fast and then make it go straight sucks.
It didn't work out for me.
It never does.
I felt like mine, you know, went pretty fast, you know, for what it is. But it didn't go straight. So we blowed the whole thing apart. And hopefully now that I'm on my way to putting it back together, I'm going to check all my measurements again. And they're not all fucked off again.
Got the Bickle book out?
I do.
Sitting there with your Bickle book?
I do.
Doing all your measuring. Okay.
So, we'll get back to it. So,
we'll go back there and figure out what Monkey's doing. Peace. See you. Are we going to do a podcast from Georgia? I think we're going to do a podcast from Georgia.
Wow.
Shoo.
Maybe we'll have one of these drag radio fags on there. One of the stars of the
probably
show.
Could. Keith Berry or Stevie Fast or somebody.
We could ask Stevie Fast,
what is fucked off on your car?
Yeah, can you help me unfuck my car?
Can you tell me specifically?
Yeah, because, you know, I want to know.
Besides, the only thing I see that's fucked off is that hat he's wearing.
That's a visor, sir.
I'm sorry. It's not a hat. It's a visor.
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
Shooter. You eat shit for breakfast?
No.
You know how I know you're gay?
I don't know what it is, but he just looks like and fucking reminds me of Shooter McGavin with that fucking visor on all the goddamn time, dude. It's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
But
you know, he's serious too. He told me, he's like, I can unfuck your car. And I was like, wow. Okay.
I feel like he couldn't unfuck my car.
Nah,
not without,
can, nobody,
you know,
fuck your car.
A solid month of work in the shop of cutting shit off and welding shit back on.
I think he would kick it outside, light it on fire,
bring in
another one.
I don't even want him to, you know, that's why I was telling you, I wouldn't even want him to touch that car. Fuck that. We'll save the money and, you know, maybe he could help me with a new one.
Maybe we get a group rate on unfucking.
Yeah. We both need to get unfucked.
What's the group rate? We're both looking to get unfucked here. We've been getting fucked for a while.
Yeah, this thing's just fucked.
Our shit's packed pretty good. We're going to need to get unfucked. We've had people all over the world fucking us.
Yeah. I've been fucked on phone calls even, you know, and then fuck my car worse.
Oh, yeah, that happens a lot. So, especially when you don't measure it right when you call them.
Yeah. Most of it's probably my fault, yeah. For giving them wrong measurements to everybody.
And they go, holy shit, I don't know, that should have worked here. Let's try this.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out I wasn't anywhere near there.
Turns out it probably would have worked what they told me.
You're just under the ground.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Upside down.
Upside down.
Be careful, everybody. See you in Georgia next week. Boom, I'm going to go fucking threes, right?
Yeah.
That's what they say. Yeah. 380 is what I got to do to be number one.
Yeah.
Where am I going to find it?
I don't know. What was your mile an hour?
I think I went 157. We'll call it an even 160.
Yeah. You know, it's
yeah, we're 40 mile an hour off. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's just 20 mile an hour off from what I went.
Fuck you.
So, later.